What if you were in one of the hottest, most promising sectors in technology, and your CEO decided to shut it all down? Takeda, a pharmaceutical giant, is doing just that, exiting cell therapy and cutting 4,500 jobs, calling the current market an existential risk. This week, we explore the paradox of a technology that is both a medical miracle and a potential business nightmare. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking a powerful collision in the world of advanced medicine. On one hand, gene editing technologies are delivering results that were science fiction just a few years ago, potential one-time cures for genetic diseases. On the other hand, the harsh realities of manufacturing, cost, and scalability are forcing even major players like Takeda to make drastic strategic pivots. It's a story of unprecedented clinical success meeting an industrial bottleneck, and the implications for U.S. and European companies are profound.
Let's start with the good news, which sounds almost miraculous. What's the latest clinical breakthrough?
The technology is moving from theory to reality at an incredible pace. This week, Intellia Therapeutics announced its in vivo CRISPR therapy, Lonvo-Z, showed an 87% reduction in attack frequency for patients with hereditary angioedema. Following this Phase 3 data from the HALO trial, they've already started a rolling biologics license application with the FDA, targeting a launch early next year.
In vivo means the editing happens directly inside the patient's body, right? No cells taken out and put back in?
Exactly. It's a massive step forward in simplifying treatment. And it's not just Intellia. On June 18th, Beam Therapeutics got FDA clearance to start human trials for Beam-304, a base editing therapy for the metabolic disorder, PKU. And just this week, Prime Medicine received the FDA's Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy, or RMAT, designation for PM-359, a prime editing therapy for chronic granulomatous disease.
So CRISPR, base editing, prime editing, these are all different tools for fixing genes, and they're all hitting major regulatory milestones now. What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers?
For manufacturers of conventional drugs that these therapies might replace, it's a direct competitive threat. For specialized biopharma suppliers, it's a significant opportunity. These therapies require a new class of materials: lipid nanoparticles for delivery, synthetic guide RNAs, and highly purified gene editing enzymes. It's a completely new supply chain.
And for trading and distribution companies, this doesn't sound like shipping a bottle of pills.
Not at all. This is the high end of the cold chain. We're talking about cryogenic logistics, specialized handling, and impeccable tracking for therapies that can cost upwards of $1 million per dose. European and U.S. logistics firms that can master this complexity will have a major advantage.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening now?
It's time to conduct a serious capability audit. If you're in biopharma manufacturing, can you produce GMP-grade components for gene editing therapies? If you're in logistics, do you have the validated cryogenic infrastructure to handle these products? The time to build those capabilities was yesterday.
Okay, so the science is working, but a one-time treatment tailored to one person at a time sounds incredibly expensive and difficult to scale. How is the industry solving that?
That is the central challenge, and the focus has shifted squarely to creating off-the-shelf therapies. Instead of using a patient's own cells, an autologous approach, companies are using cells from healthy donors or creating master cell banks from induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs.
Making it more like a traditional manufactured product that you can make in batches and ship to anyone.
Precisely. And we're seeing major progress. Fate Therapeutics just released early Phase 1 data for its therapy, FT836. It's an iPSC-derived CAR T-cell therapy for colorectal cancer that has 9 different genetic edits engineered into it. Even without the harsh chemo pretreatment, they saw tumor shrinkage. Similarly, Caribou Biosciences reported positive Phase 1 data for CB011, their off-the-shelf CAR T.
9 edits? That sounds incredibly complex. What does this shift to off-the-shelf mean for manufacturers?
It means the core manufacturing competency is no longer just cell handling. It's mastering industrial-scale iPSC differentiation and gene editing. This is where specialized contract manufacturers, or CDMOs, have a huge role to play. We're already seeing firms like Mineris expanding their GMP cell banking suites in Philadelphia to meet this exact demand.
This must also create a need for new quality control technologies if you're making millions of doses from one cell line.
It's critical. A recent market report projects accelerated growth for long-read DNA sequencers specifically for this reason. They are essential for verifying that the gene edits are correct and that no unintended changes have occurred in the master cell bank. This becomes a core quality control step.
How does this change the game for distributors?
It transforms the business model. You move from a highly decentralized patient-by-patient collection and delivery loop to a centralized manufacturing model with global distribution. It's a more traditional pharma logistics model, but for a living drug. Sourcing partnerships will be with large-scale CDMOs, not individual hospitals.
So the actionable takeaway here?
For manufacturers, it's to invest in allogeneic and iPSC platforms now. For technology providers, the biggest need is in robust, automated quality control systems for these engineered cells. The demand is already here.
This all sounds incredibly promising, which brings us back to our opening story, Takeda, a pharma giant exiting cell therapy entirely, cutting 4,500 jobs and pivoting to AI-driven drug discovery. Why would they do that now?
Because they looked at the manufacturing and commercialization challenges and deemed them an existential risk. Takeda's move is a sobering reality check for the entire industry. It highlights a critical finding from a recent report. The loss of tacit knowledge during manufacturing tech transfer is a severe threat to product yield and quality. Cell therapy production is still part science, part art.
The art part doesn't scale well, I imagine. So Takeda is betting that AI can find easier to manufacture drugs faster than they can solve the cell therapy production problem.
Exactly. But the rest of the industry is betting on technology to solve it. In a stark contrast to Takeda's exit, the automated cell therapy manufacturing sector just secured $1.1 billion across 34 funding rounds. This isn't just venture capital hope. The FDA itself is validating the approach.
How so?
The FDA just granted its Advanced Manufacturing Technology, or AMT, designation to two leading automation platforms, Celera's Cell Shuttle and Ori Biotech's IRO platform. This designation is designed to speed up the adoption of new manufacturing technologies that improve product quality.
So for U.S. and European manufacturers, this is the pivotal moment.
It is. Takeda's move is a warning. If your process relies on manual, hard-to-replicate steps, you are vulnerable. The investment and regulatory momentum are all pointing towards closed, automated, end-to-end systems. Companies like Samsung Biologics are expanding their R&D centers to invest in these next-generation modalities and the AI needed to control them.
What should trading companies and distributors take away from Takeda's pivot?
That vetting a partner's manufacturing strategy is as important as vetting their clinical data. A company with a brilliant drug but no clear, scalable, and automated manufacturing plan is a high-risk partner. Your supply chain could be disrupted by a strategic pivot, just like Takeda's.
So, the final urgent call to action for executives.
Pressure test your manufacturing scale-up plan immediately. The we'll-figure-it-out-later approach is a proven path to failure. The Takeda decision is a clear signal that Wall Street and Big Pharma are scrutinizing manufacturing viability, not just clinical efficacy. Investing in automation is no longer a competitive advantage. It's a condition for survival.
Troy, let's bring it all together. What are the key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, clinical success is necessary, but it's no longer sufficient. The breakthroughs from companies like Intellia and Beam are real and transformative, but as Takeda's exit shows, a scientific miracle with a flawed business and manufacturing model is still a flawed business. Executives must evaluate both sides of the equation with equal rigor.
Second,
the future of cell therapy is off the shelf. The patient-specific or autologous model was a brilliant first step, but its logistical complexity and high cost are not sustainable for broad market access. The smart money, the engineering talent, and the regulatory focus are all moving toward allogeneic and iPSC-derived platforms that can be manufactured at scale.
And the final takeaway?
Automate or evaporate. The $1.1 billion flowing into manufacturing automation isn't just a trend, it's a survival imperative. The complexity of these living drugs is too high for manual processes. For U.S. and European companies, leadership and advanced automated manufacturing technology is the only way to secure a durable position in this revolutionary new field of medicine.
A powerful summary of a sector at a critical turning point. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us again next week for the latest developments impacting your business.
For Troy Technical Intelligence, I'm Troy.
And I'm Susie. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.